Hey guys, welcome back to our podcast. Today we will be recapping Jane the Virgin and the Fosters.
We will be discussing how Latinas are portrayed in the media.
To start off with Jane the Virgin, the producer is Jenny Sinner Ehrman, and she is also the writer as well as director. So it's about a young Catholic woman who discovers that she was accidentally artificially inseminated. So Jane is a religious young Latina who is a waitress in a hotel in Miami. Her life takes a big turn for the unexpected when her doctor, Dr. Luisa, mistakenly, artificially inseminates her and during her visit.
Jane the Virgin is mainly more of a telenovela because of its shocking dramatic plot lines. The show itself handles a lot of stories. The plot of how Jane handles her unexpected pregnancy, her relation with her mom and grandma. What I really believe what holds her audience is the fact that she's a strong female character in the show. In the show, Jane has a strong female-driven family, which is her mom, Zoe, and her grandma, Alba. An example of the first season is when Jane's father tries to return, but you also have to remember that they've been okay on their own. They never really needed the father, and the fact that he comes back, it's like they don't really need him because again they've been on their own ever since then. She has been raised by two strong and powerful women. Then through the three generations they use in the show, they don't always agree, but they're always there for each other. So it's kind of impossible to ignore the fact that she's been raised by two strong women of color, and which also has shaped who she is in the show. Jane also shows an independency, referring to women of color. One point is where Jane was ready to raise a baby by herself. And I feel like the fact that she was ready to raise the baby on her own, as she reflects back to her mom, how her mom raised her on her own without needing her actual dad. She's had boyfriends in the show, but it never stopped her from being that independent woman. But I think, it's due, like I said, due to her mom raising her on her own. So I do believe that Jane isn't being portrayed bad or however you want to see it in media as a woman of color. I actually believe that she's being shown as an independent woman.
I feel like this is a good message because they said, apart from Mexican stereotypes, which is where women mostly stay home and are stay-at-home moms so they can cook and clean while men go out and work and get the money.
I felt like I really related because my mom did have to raise us on her own. So we did become independent and we do go out and do what we have to do in order to be successful in this world.
And then going back to Ariadne and Eliana, I also agree with them because at age 16, I had to start working in order to, help my mom out and help myself. So I do believe that, not all women of color are portrayed as, weak. I feel like we are strong in our own way. And I believe that we can show that, in society to where they're not always seen as weak. As to adding to that, to kind of, close off from the show Jane the Virgin, I feel like Jane gives hope that comes from a form of a brilliant brown woman by showing her independence in the show. And moving forward to the Fosters, in which it's a multi-ethnic family mix, a foster, adopted, and biological kids who are being raised by two moms, who's Steph and Lena. Steph is, two moms that are actually lesbians, and Steph, who is white, who is a white woman, and Lena, who is a African-American woman. They raise one biological son who is Brandon, And then the other four are fostered. And one of them is Kelly and Jude, which are both siblings, they're both white. And then Mariana and Jesus, who are both Mexican. Going to a certain part of the show where Lena has a stepbrother who never really accepted Lena and her mom. Lena and her mom, they married Lena's stepbrother's dad. Can't remember the names. But again, he refused to be part of the family. And going into season one on episode four is where they did a quinceañera for Mariana. And in that episode, Lena has a conversation with her mom, who is Dana, on how they experienced racism by people of color and within their own community, and the complications of expressing one's racial identity. In the conversation they have, so Lena and her mom talk about mainly how Black women are less visible than in society than Black men. An example, Lena is Black, but light-skinned, in which she has more opportunities than her own mom ever did. So the mom does pinpoint on that. But Lena doesn't agree because she believes that, you know, she's been raised by, yes, a dark African-American woman and a white dad. But she even then also feels that she's never really been accepted by both societies. And Lena's mom just pinpoints back on how Lena won't ever understand because she's not dark as her mom. So she feels that Lena will never really experience that because she is lighter skin. And she believes that in the African-American community, if you're lighter skin, I mean, you still experience some type of stereotypes, but not as much as someone who is actually, you know, darker than a light skin. So, Dana, which is Lena's mom, tells her during the conversation that she'll never understand what it's like to be a Black dark woman because Lena is obviously lighter. So going back to earlier how I said how Lena's stepbrother never accepted Lena and her mom because, you know, they're Black women. Later in the show, I can't remember what episode or what season, but there is an episode in a certain season where Lena's stepbrother comes over for Thanksgiving, and Lena is kind of upset about the fact that he never apologized to his mom, nor to her, it's more important the fact that he never apologized to the mom. And again, their own dad, which is Lena's dad and her stepbrother's dad, he never knew that he acted that way towards Lena and the mom. But what gets Lena confused is that he shows up with, you know, a partner, and the partner is, she's a woman of color, she's Black. So that's what gets her confused, because she doesn't understand how he never accepted her and her mom, but he's dating someone who's a woman of color.
Okay, so going back to Lena and how she's mixed, I feel like this show really showed how a mixed woman can never be fully accepted in the white community or the African-American community.
And that goes back to when Selena's dad stated that you aren't, well, they weren't white enough for the white people, but they weren't Mexican enough for the Mexicans, and they have to work really hard to prove themselves to both sides to be accepted.
And this wraps up our talk on Jane the Virgin and the Fosters.